Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ricky Whitehead, who was apparently arrested here in Virginia where he went to high school, not far from where we're sitting in Northern Virginia, on a day when he says he wasn't in the Commonwealth. He was still in Dallas.
That is interesting. I'm interested.
The Cowboys have released him based largely on that arrest, among other times where he's gotten in trouble off the field. But he's saying this is a case of mistaken identity. We will get into the details of what is a really curious and strange story, and we'll ask if you believe Lucky Whitehead coming up at 10:30, who is now jobless for basically what he is saying is not correct. So we'll get into that.
I'm fascinated by that.
Right now, though, USA Today's got the Redskins at 5-11. Danny gets it. Danny agrees with it. He thinks they're going to be bad, and he says the bottom's going to fall out. I don't feel that way. I actually think the Redskins are a middle-of-the-pack team because I think they're fairly talented. I don't think they make the playoffs because I think the NFC East is going to be too good.
Mm-hmm.
Dallas is going to win double-digit games. The Giants are going to win double-digit games. And I buy Philadelphia 8-8 or 9-7 as being right there in the thick of things as well.
So I disagree with and I love Nate Davis, but I disagree with his reasoning. And this was the sort of tourist reasoning that happened a couple years ago when they said the Redskins are going to be terrible. It's because Kirk Cousins is the worst quarterback in the NFL. That's the ill-informed kind of, sort of tourist take. That's you don't really pay attention. Again, I'm not accusing Nate of that. But I disagree with his reasoning. I don't think it's going to be because of the simple fact. Brendan, you got to stop talking to me here. I'm trying to do the show. For God's sakes. All right.
Are you okay?
I'm trying to make a point, and Brendan kept trying to talk to you, and he kept talking to me. It's really irritating. Okay.
Why is he talking to you?
I don't know why he was doing that, but he kept doing it. I kept waving at him to stop, and he did it more. So
Dart?
Waving at him, yes, I hear you, Thom. I waved at you to stop doing it, and then you
I
did it more.
I thought you liked when people talk
you
to you.
You tripled down while I'm trying to do it. You come out of the studio and go talk to Grant directly in his ear if you're going to do that again. That was really irritating.
Hold on.
Where
can
was
I ask Dar what he was saying? Because I still never
Yeah, he kept talking to me.
What were
go
you
ahead,
saying?
Go ahead, Dar. Say it on the air, for God's sakes.
No, it's okay. You guys can keep going.
Okay, I'll try. Anyway. The reasoning that it's because Cousins is not on a long-term contract, I completely disagree with that. I don't think it has anything to do with anything. I think he'll be fine. He's faced this adversity each of the last couple seasons to be on trial every time he makes a throw. First it was because of Griffin. Then it was because does he deserve to be the starter. Then it was because he deserved to be a long-term quarterback answer. And now it's because is he worth the amount of money, whatever the hell else it is. I think he'll be fine there. I have no issue with that. They still can't run the ball. Jay Gruden's offenses have never been able to run. Jay Gruden can't call plays and manage the clock. Defensively, I still think they didn't upgrade near enough. They've gone from 31st or 32nd to probably 25th or 26th. Not enough to me to impact it. They won't be as bad on third down. I understand that. But I just don't see enough improvement. And again, I think the cultural aspect is what
it is. If their defense is middle of the pack, they're going to be good enough to win 9 games. That's all they have to be to me. If they can rush the quarterback.
If they are, then I agree with you.
If they can get anything out of Junior Gallette. If they can get anything out of... basically, a pass rusher not named Ryan Kerrigan. Preston Smith has to be better than he was. You spent a second-round pick on an edge rusher you thought is someone who can impact you on third down this year. If they're better getting to the QB, they'll win 9 games because their offense is going to be good. I trust Jay Gruden as not just a play caller, but a play designer, as someone who can work a passing game.
Good track record.
Kirk Cousins as a trigger man gets the ball into the hands of Doxson, of Crowder, who's better than everyone thinks he is, of Reed, who's the best pass-catching tight end in the league. Sorry, Rob Gronkowski. He can do more than you can. And I think that out of the backfield, if Chris Thompson's healthy, Samaje Perine gives you more than you had last season, you're going to be better at running back as well. So I'm saying 8-8. And if I had to put money on something you wanted to get me off the ledge, I would go 7-9.
Right.
Just because the division is so difficult. I think it's going to be tough to do better than 3-3 in the NFC East, which if you were in an easier division, I might lean toward 9-7. Let's go to George in Manassas. What's up, George?
Summer of George.
Hey, what's up, guys? How you guys doing?
Doing good.
All right, awesome. So this is, realistically speaking, I think the Giants are the best team in the division this year.
I do too.
I think they have the most skill on defense and offensively. Adding Brandon Marshall's huge. But going to us, I think that we're actually pretty good on offense. Offensively, I think Jay Gruden's going to be doing a great job, how he always does offensively. I'm not really worried defensively. Yeah, that's where it's going to be at. But I think Dallas is going to slightly fall off. We're playing against the AFC West this year, and that's a great division. And going into it, I think that we're going to sneak a couple wins off, split some division games, and then I think we're going to go towards the end of the game, Week 17. We're going to be playing the New York Giants, and I think it's going to be a way for Kirk Cousins, Jay Gruden, to win that game and to sneak into the playoffs as a wild card
spot. Hope you're right.
For redemption.
Hope
By
you're
the
right,
way,
man.
That would be the complete scenario of 1 year ago. Week 17, Giants chance to get into the playoffs.
You would take that bargain right now, of course, wouldn't you?
Oh, 1,000%. If there's a button in front of me I can hit, and in Week 17, the Redskins are a win away from the postseason, and it'd be the third straight year, by the way, they'd be playing a Week 17 game to get in. They have not done that since they were winning Super Bowls with Joe Gibbs.
Yeah.
I would absolutely take that.
But he's right about the AFC West. It's Denver. It's Oakland. It's Kansas City. It's not just a convenience. You're not just going out there doing inter-squad scrimmages,
right,
dude. That's grown-ass men.
And it's not like you have a last-place schedule that you can benefit from because
right,
you didn't finish in last place because you were a fringe playoff team last year. So they're not benefiting from that either.
Seattle, Cardinals.
Oakland is a team that will beat you. Kansas City probably beats you.
You don't go out there to Kansas City and win, right?
I wouldn't think. Denver has a real good chance to beat you. I'm not sold on them because of their quarterbacking, but that defense can beat you up and be more physical than this offensive front, I think, especially as a finesse kind of throw-first team from what we've seen over the last couple seasons, depending on whether that changes with Sean McVay, a throw-first guy, now going out to L.A. But Jay Gruden's always been a throw-first guy as well. He's never really coordinated dominant power running games.
They've never run well. And he's got great passing coordination. That is 100% documented, in play, factual. He is really good at coordinating passing games.
He's a quarterback.
Yeah. They've struggled to run under his various regimes
and schemes. Surprising. Look, Kyle Shanahan was a wide receiver. He likes to throw the ball.
Yeah.
He's a throw-first guy. Jay Gruden was a quarterback. Same thing. Sean McVay played wide receiver at Miami of Ohio. I mean, those guys think about the game that way. If your head coach was a former guard or running back,
yeah,
they might run the ball a lot.
Guard.
JR is in Rockville. What's up, JR?
JR.
What's up, fellas?
Hey, dude.
How's it going?
So here's how I see it. You know, I agree mostly with Grant on this, that it's going to be a middle-of-the-pack team again. I don't think we're going to fall off to 5-11 or 4-12, or we're going to be a super dominant team. Kirk Cousins, I think last year, was probably trying to prove to the Redskins he was worth it. I think this year he don't care anymore. Like, he's got that pressure off. He doesn't care if the Redskins sign him or not. He knows he's going to get paid no matter what. As far
he's
as
still
the,
playing
the wide
for
receivers,
money, though, JR. I mean, the floor is higher. Worst-case scenario, he has a bad year, gets benched. He still goes and makes $20 million a year from Kyle in San Francisco. But if he plays well, mm-hmm, you're talking about making closer to $30 million a year.
Yeah, that's true, but I mean, I feel like it has to be a catastrophic year for him to fall off like that. But as far as the receivers he lost, wasn't there reports came that he felt the pressure, the Cousins had to feed the ball to these guys, that their egos started coming to play?
Oh, definitely. We
yeah,
don't talk enough
oh, yeah,
about this. If I'm Kirk Cousins, just thinking about putting myself in his shoes.
He's running a little more now.
Well, you're not only running it more, dealing with Doxson, dealing with Pryor, way more fun to go to the office every day than the hothead that is my boy, Pierre Garçon, and the bad teammate at times that is DeSean Jackson.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just exactly what those guys are. I love Pierre. He's going to give you 1,000%. I wouldn't say that about Jackson. Pierre will, but he's going to be a hothead the entire time. He's going to make you look bad after a pick and throw his hands up in the air. DeSean Jackson is the kind of guy that cares more about DeSean Jackson than the Washington Redskins. We knew that for both of the seasons he was here as a hired gun. Now, you get in bed with those guys, and you do what you have to because of the 1,000-plus yards you get and the big plays they make, and they're better wide receivers than the guys you have now.
Yeah, you make that bargain every time.
But if you're Cousins, maybe you're more comfortable, and it's a better working environment. 800-636-1067. 5-11 for the Redskins, according to USA Today. We'll stick with this because we're getting some really good calls, and many of you still want to chime in. Charlie Slows on the Nats and the trade deadline at 10:45 on Grant and Danny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.